Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, February 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBAT prices were March corn steady, March wheat down 3¾ cents, March beans down 5½ cents. Punxsutawney Phil says we're going to have six more weeks of winter, unfortunately. Of course, he's only 39% accurate, so take that for what it's worth. The grains are all lower overnight. We've got the dollar up half a cent here, right at 89 cents, recovering a little bit from yesterday. The metals are lower. The bonds are down a full basis point. Dow Jones looks to open up 240 lower. I think the Dow is under pressure because of the concern about the president and the FBI and all these emails that are going around. So that's putting some pressure on the stock market. If the money comes out of the stock market, it may be looking for a home, and that may be commodities. The funds are still heavily short. Certainly in the wheat and corn, they ought to be long in here. The beans as well. We've broken the beans 25 cents off the highs here. I don't see it. They've been talking about putting in rain into the Argentina forecast. We see it is still hot and dry there. We don't see any relief till late next week. And, you know, it's getting later and later. So, you know, I wouldn't be bearish the beans down here. I wouldn't be bearish anything down here, frankly. I think the funds are still caught, and I think we've got a legitimate chance to run these guys in. We had some decent export sales this morning, 108 beans to Mexico, 170 corn to Egypt, 195 corn to unknown. So, you know, a little bit of export business as this dollar has been breaking off. The weather here in the States looks bitterly cold. I can't believe this is doing anything but hurting the wheat crop even more. We don't see much real help out here. The southern plains are in bad shape, not getting any better. The soft wheat market is still very questionable. So I think the wheat was sold off a little bit today because of the dollar, but I frankly think it's a mistake long term. I think the big thing today will be to see if the funds want to cover some more short positions before the weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.